to the It Gets Easier podcast. This podcast is all about life, more specifically, the struggles that can come along with it. My name is Heather, and I'm a licensed mental health counselor that also has anxiety, depression, and panic attacks. I know firsthand how much of a struggle life can be, and how easy it was to let those struggles be used as excuses to hold myself back. Because of that, I'm super passionate about helping others work through their struggles, move past the excuses, and be the best versions of themselves that they can be. Are you ready to let go of the excuses too? Then let's do this. Hello, and welcome back to the It Gets Easier podcast. My name is Heather, and this episode is going to be all about mental health and physical health. More specifically, and in my opinion, why mental health is just as important, if not more important, than your physical health. Yeah, I said it, and I'm not going to apologize for it because I truly believe it. And if you're listening, maybe you believe it too. But I kind of want to talk about some of the, some of the hypocritical views, or just the views of physical health and mental health, and kind of how differently they're looked at, and also like elaborating that type of stuff. But I found this one art, this one little like blurb, like picture from Dr. Christina. She's the founder of hashtag Therapy is Cool, a mental health action campaign. And I thought it was really interesting. And I kind of wanted to share the different views on it, which is physical and mental illness. So the first one is talking about intervention, which is like when you're going to obviously getting an intervention, getting some type of like going somewhere to get help for either your physical illness or mental illness. When you're getting intervention for physical illness, I'd usually get told like, you need to go to the doctors. It's only going to get worse. And it's true. Like, if you're coughing up a storm, if you're throwing up, any of those things, like, someone's going to tell you, you need to go to the doctors. Like, you're really sick. Go to the doctor. But if your mental health is really bad, whether you're just really depressed, you're really anxious, you're really angry all the time, you generally just go, stop complaining. It isn't that bad. I do see that a lot. I get a lot of times where someone's mental health is really suffering. And instead of someone telling them, like, and sometimes not necessarily where I work at, since I do work at a therapist office, but like seeing it like around other people, is it's very much this thing of like, stop complaining, you're not that bad, you'll be fine, just get over it. Like, that really, really bugs me when people say that about mental health, but that's a whole other thing. But then going along to back to when you're getting treatment for mental health or physical illness. For treatment for physical illness, you typically get, I'm so happy you're getting the treatment you need. I'm so glad you got help and that you went to the doctors and that you're going to start feeling better. And it's like, yay. But if you tell someone you're getting treatment for mental illness, typically it's a different response. It's more of like, why would you go see a therapist? Why do you need to do that? Like, what do you mean? Why do you want to see a therapist? You're not that bad. You're fine. And I feel like that comes with the stigma of only crazy people go to see a therapist, or people that are really severely mentally ill. And that's not always the case. I truly believe, and I've said this before, every single person on this earth should see a therapist at least once in their life. Just if any, for nothing else, to experience it and understand that it's not this like crazy place that people think it is. It's actually very different from that. But it's something that I think is hard to describe until you've experienced it. And I think that's a lot of where the stigma comes from, is you see a lot of stuff in the media, in movies, in TV, making it like it's this place for crazy people. And it's like, crazy? Not, just because you have a mental illness doesn't mean that you're crazy. Like, I don't really like calling anybody crazy, especially when it comes to mental illness, because mental illness isn't something that you can control. You can't control whether you have mental illness or not. It's genetics. It's how you were born. It's how your brain is wired. And you can't control that. You can't control if you go through a traumatic event. You can't control brain wiring. Like, so to look at someone and be like, why would you go see a therapist? It's like, why wouldn't they go see a therapist? You'd go to see the doctor if you were sick. So why would you not go to see a therapist who's basically like the mental doctor to work through the stuff that's going on in your mind? It seems pretty obvious to me, but you know. Then when it comes to medication, this is another one that really gets me. Is when it comes to physical illness and getting medication, everyone's like, make sure you take your meds, make sure you take your antibiotic or take whatever drug you're taking so that you'll feel better. But it's like when you tell someone you're taking a medication for mental illness, you tend to get different people. But a lot of it is like, oh, you don't need it. You don't need to take medication to feel normal. You just need to do XYZ. Whether it's, there's all different things that people say. But unless you're a doctor or you're the person that prescribed the person this medication, it's not up to you to tell someone whether they need a medication or not. Like, if you don't believe that you need a medication, that is your choice. But it is not your place to tell somebody else that they don't need something that could potentially be really, really helpful for them. Because at the end of the day, a lot of times medications are used in mental illness to equalize. I don't think that's the right word, but like to equalize or to level out. I'm trying to think of the word. I'm losing words now. It's to level out like lower levels of like different nerve things and different like chemicals in your brain that are not at the right place where they're supposed to be at. And that is the purpose of the medication, is to level it out. But also saying with medication is, just because someone's on a medication now doesn't mean they're going to be on it forever. It's like any illness. You don't have to take a medication forever. Some people do, and that's okay. And they shouldn't be looked down on because they're taking a medication that's helping them. Like, why are you going to tell somebody that the medication that's helping them, they shouldn't take it because you don't like it or you don't think they need it? Like, you're not them. You don't know what they need. Right? And it's like, I feel like people may be coming from a good place in that sense, but I think sometimes they're not. I think people are doing it for selfish reasons because in their mind, they don't think they need it, but you're also not the person taking the medication. And like I said, the medications are typically used for chemical imbalances in the brain. And there are only so many things you can do, but naturally. But medications sometimes are the end-all be-all for fixing those chemical imbalances. Are there other things you can do naturally? Sure. But sometimes those natural things don't work for everybody because of this thing called mental illness is not a black and white thing, if that makes sense. Mental health is a gray area. It's not something that has an exact science. It's not something that just, here's this, it's going to fix it. There's a reason with medications. There's so many different types of medications out there for depression, anxiety, anger, bipolar, whatever. There's a reason there's so many different medications because all of these medications, they don't work for everybody. What one medication that may work for person A may not work for person B, even though they have the same illness. It's because everybody's different and everybody's bodies may require something different to help them. And that's why mental illness can be a struggle, because it's a lot of trial and error and finding what works for you. And that's where people get frustrated and upset, because it's like, I'm trying all these things and nothing works. And it can be frustrating. I understand it. I had to go through two different medications to get to the medication I'm on now. And it's one of those things where it's like, once you find what you need, you're like, I'm so glad I did it. But it's like, when you're in that struggle and you're in that thing, you're just like, I don't know what else to do. Like, nothing's working. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. And I feel that. And I feel for you. And you have to know that there is light at the end of the tunnel and that it gets easier. But you got to put the work in to get there. And if that means taking a medication, trying different medications to find the one that works, and it sucks doing that, but you have to try them in order to find what works. And you can't let other people's opinions determine whether you do that or not. It has to be up to you and what's best for you. And this is also not me advocating and saying every person that has mental illness needs medication. No, not everybody does. I know people that have mental illness and they don't use medication and they're doing better. I think it just really depends on the person and what they need. And like I said, everyone's needs are different. And I also believe that there's different severity levels of mental illness too. And I think that makes a huge play into it. But I am never going to be the person that's going to push medication on people. But I'm also not going to be the person to tell somebody not to take it. I'm very much just like, you do what is best for you. It doesn't matter what I think. But you have to do what's best for you. And not judge other people for their choices, what they do to better their mental health. Unless they're doing something unhealthy, which in that case, like, obviously that's not okay. But if they're trying to better themselves by, like, doing different things or trying different medications, doing those things, like, instead of putting them down, encourage them to keep trying and to keep going, you know? Because no one wants to get put down when they're already putting themselves down. But going back to, then it goes along with the medication is the healing process. When you have a physical illness, the healing process from people tends to be like, healing takes time, make sure you're getting plenty of rest. It's always like, you're like, go rest, go feel better. But it's like, if you tell someone you're having a rough mental health day, or you take a day off work or from school or wherever to take a mental health day, you get looked down upon a lot of times. People are like, why do you need a mental health day? You're fine. Just go, just power through it. You'll be fine. Or my favorite's the ones where it's like, especially with younger people, what do you have to be stressed out about? Like, who are you to tell somebody what that they're not allowed to be stressed or that they have nothing to be stressed about? Like, you don't know that person. You don't know what's going on with them. And also, who are you to look down on somebody because they're taking time to feel better? Because at the end of the day, mental illness is not just mentally draining, it's so physically draining. I can't begin to explain how many times, especially when my illness and mental illness is at its worst, how mentally and physically draining it is. Some of like the symptoms that I have is like I get really bad headaches when I'm stressed out. I tend to have more like with my TMJ tends to flare up and I get like jaw pain. I tend to get really tired very easily. My stomach hurts. I tend to feel really nauseous, which also then in turn makes me not have an appetite because I'm not hungry. I tend to get digestion issues. I tend to feel really tense a lot. I tend to also feel really, really hot. Like there's so many different symptoms that go along with being physically, like physical symptoms that go along with mental illness. And that's not even half of them. But it's like to say that mental illness isn't somewhat physical too is just, it's not true. Mental illness has so many physical components that people don't realize because sometimes we play it off as different things or sometimes we get so mentally exhausted that the physical symptoms come out. And mental illness is just as much physical as it is mental. And I will challenge anybody on that because it is. As I've experienced it firsthand, and I know a lot of other people that have. And just because you haven't experienced it for yourself doesn't mean that it's not happening. But then, like I said, people are looked down on when they take time, healing time for their mental illness. And it's not okay. I think that if somebody needs to take a mental health day to like just decompress, to do whatever, like it's not on me to judge. It's not on me to say whether that person should or shouldn't. And while it probably can be frustrating for the people maybe they're working with or like people around them maybe that are counting on them, I think I would rather have somebody take the day off than to come in and be so stressed out and just not even be able to like be fully there, if that makes sense. Like I would rather have you at 100% the next day versus having you at like 50% and not able to function as best as you can. Like, to me, that just, it seems like common sense. Like, do you want someone at 50% who can screw up and make a bunch of mistakes? Or do you want someone who's at 100% and is going to be able to give their all? Like, I'll leave that up to you to decide, but I know what I would choose. And then, in terms of setbacks with physical and mental illness, with physical illness, if there's a setback, it's like you need to slow down, ask for more help, you tend to be more lenient with things, and you're just like, people are very nice to them. Versus, like, if someone has a setback with their mental health, people are not so nice about it. I tend to get more of like the, you need to try harder, stop being so anxious all the time, like, just stop. Like, if that worked, I wouldn't be anxious anymore. But guess what? It didn't, because it doesn't work. Telling someone to just stop doing something 99% of the time doesn't make them stop. If anything, especially with mental illness or anything, tends to make you more upset. And it's like, when someone's really angry, telling them to stop being angry, does that usually work? Because it doesn't really work well for me. If anything, it tends to make them more angry. Right? So it's like, you can't tell someone to just stop being mentally ill, stop being anxious, stop being sad. Like, you're basically telling someone to stop feeling. Like, and then if you stop feeling things, that's even more of a problem. But stop telling people to just stop doing things. And I'm basically doing that right now, but it's like, telling people to stop, like, stop being anxious, it doesn't help. It doesn't make it better. It really doesn't. Instead of telling people to stop, ask them, what can I do to help you? Like, what do you need from me? Can I do anything for you? What can I do? Can be so much more helpful than telling someone to just stop feeling the way you are. Because it's like, especially if you've never been anxious or anything like that, like, having somebody come up to you and ask you what you need, or just talking to you in general and making you feel like you're cared about, is so incredibly important. And it's like, it's so helpful and rewarding, because a lot of times when you're in that state, like, you feel like nobody cares. You feel like you're alone. You feel isolated. And having somebody reach out to you, feel like they care, is so nice. And it's so just like, even if there's nothing you can do for them, just offering yourself out there and letting them know that you're there can sometimes just be all that they need to know that they have support and love behind them. But I really hope that kind of changes your view on physical and mental illness, because I truly believe that they go hand in hand. And I really hope you're taking care of your mental health. And if you're not, I hope you do some things to do about that. So that is all I have for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you very soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you connected with any part of the episode today, I would absolutely love it if you shared it on your Instagram story. Like, go do it right now. And also make sure to tag me in it so I can thank you for sharing and showing the podcast some love. I'm so incredibly grateful for you allowing me to be a part of your daily routine. So until next time, remember, it gets easier.